Washington, this is VOA News. American general killed in Kabul. Israel-Hamas 72-hour truce still holding. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. An insider attack in an officer training school in Kabul Tuesday claimed the life of a U.S. major general, the highest-ranking American official to be killed in Afghanistan. 15 other American and coalition troops were injured, some seriously. Officials say the Afghan soldier who pulled the trigger was killed. VOA's Jeff Selden reports.
The attack by an Afghan soldier came during what U.S. officials describe as a routine site visit to the Afghan officer training school, and that with high-ranking officers present, some increased security measures were in place. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
This shooting is, of course, a painful reminder of the service and sacrifice that our men and women in uniform make every day.
Pentagon officials say it's not yet clear if the incident was an opportunistic attack or one that had been planned, but it recalls other similar insider threats, or so-called green-on-blue attacks, that have plagued U.S. and coalition forces in Afghanistan. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The skies over Gaza remained calm Tuesday night as the first day of a 72-hour truce between Israel and Hamas came to a close, giving both sides the longest respite from shelling in almost a month. Israel withdrew its troops and both sides enter a ceasefire around 8 a.m. local time. Although Israel removed troops from Gaza Tuesday, they've not gone far. According to Army spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner, soldiers are taking defensive positions outside Gaza after destroying the last of 32 known tunnels the military says Hamas is using in cross-border attacks.
We're not certain that there aren't more tunnels, so we are currently positioning ourselves in line on the defensive line in case there are more activities.
The Israeli troop withdrawal is a key demand of Hamas, whose delegates are expected to arrive in Cairo over the next several days to negotiate a ceasefire extension with Egyptian and Israeli officials. It is the latest attempt to end 4 weeks of violence that's killed more than 1,800 Palestinians, as well as 64 Israeli soldiers and 3 Israeli civilians. A second American aid worker who contracted Ebola arrived from treatment Tuesday afternoon in Emory University Hospital in the southern city of Atlanta, Georgia, and is said to be feeling somewhat better. Nancy Wrightbull came on a medical evacuation flight from Liberia. Wrightbull contracted the deadly virus while working at a clinic in Monrovia alongside American doctor Kent Brantley. Both patients are in the same high-security isolation ward. The current Ebola outbreak in West Africa already has killed more than 900 people. Amnesty International says it's found gruesome videos that it calls graphic evidence of multiple war crimes being carried out in Nigeria. Heather Murdoch has details from Abuja.
Amnesty International accuses all sides of the conflict of human rights abuses, including Boko Haram, Nigerian security services, and government-allied civilian vigilante groups. Videos appear to show soldiers and vigilantes slitting the throats of detainees and dumping them into mass graves, the group says. Other videos show what appears to be the aftermath of a Boko Haram attack that destroyed a village and killed 100 people. Boko Haram says it wants to impose Islamic law on Nigeria, but regularly attacks Muslim clerics, mosques, and children. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Abuja.
President Obama says the United States is making a major and long-term commitment in Africa with $33 billion in new investment. Speaking Tuesday at the U.S.-Africa Business Forum in Washington, President Obama said the new investment and financing commitments will support both African and American jobs. The three-day Africa summit ends Wednesday. NATO says Russia significantly increased the number of troops on its border with Ukraine in recent days, bringing the total there to around 20,000, along with tanks, infantry, special forces, and aircraft. A spokesman for Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, Andrei Lysenko, says Russia deployed 45,000 troops to the border. Mr. Lysenko says 3 Ukrainian servicemen were killed and 46 wounded in fighting with pro-Russian separatists that occurred in eastern Ukraine over the previous 24 hours. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.